There's a legal community in the U.S. whose focus is on veterans. Many need help with their benefits claims. Others run into legal trouble linked with mental health issues. There's also a great deal of focus on improving the VA system. President-elect Donald Trump is considering his choice of VA secretary, whose job will be, in his words, to make the VA great again. For a series off the base, WSS Bobby O'Brien speaks with the director of the Veterans Advocacy Clinic at Stetson College of Law about their efforts to make things great again.
Veterans Advocacy Clinics help with legal problems. The clinics come in many sizes and with many different missions.
At Stetson's Veterans Advocacy Clinic, we practice mostly disability benefits and help some veterans with discharge upgrades.
Stacy Ray Simcox is director of the Stetson Veterans Clinic in Gulfport.
There's a clinic at George Mason University in D.C. that does legal assistance for active duty military, and they also do some veterans disability work. There's a clinic out in California that handles GI Bill benefits. And there's a clinic in Arizona that helps represent veterans in Veterans Treatment Court.
And the University of Miami Law School has a health rights clinic that helps veterans with benefits claims. Simcox estimates there are about 50 law school veteran clinics in various stages of development. That covers about 25% of the 200 law schools in the U.S. Veterans clinics are fairly new to law schools, yet they are a close-knit community linked through a listserv.
We're constantly on this listserv saying, hey, we've got this issue. Does anyone else have this? Hey, can somebody take a case like this? Or have you done one where you can send us a brief or send us whatever evidence you found about, you know, Agent Orange in Thailand or something like that? So there's constantly information going back and forth across the nation between these veterans clinics who not only have a goal of helping veterans, but of training future lawyers to be good ones.
She co-founded the Veterans Benefits Clinic at William & Mary Law School in Virginia, which was nationally recognized by the VA secretary. That's before she joined the Stetson Clinic in 2014. Now, Stetson is one of three founding members of the new National Law School Veterans Clinic Consortium. It formalizes that listserv collaboration and gives the veterans legal community a stronger voice in shaping VA policy.
But we also have thought some best practices on how the VA and people who are practicing veterans law can improve the system, and how we can train future attorneys to go out and do free work for veterans who are encountering issues in all types of areas. There's a wide variety of ways that law schools can get involved and help an underserved community.
She says a new administration in Washington, D.C. can be an opportunity to streamline the VA benefits and appeals process.
Can it be changed? It's going to take some significant effort. I think General Shinseki,
retired General Eric Shinseki and former VA secretary,
would say that he tried to change it, and it didn't happen. And Phoenix happened, the Phoenix waitlist fiasco. It's going to take a special person to go into the VA, know what's wrong with it, with the bureaucracy in the first place, and kind of weed that out.
She says the consortium is preparing for two scenarios: training pro bono attorneys to work within the existing VA system and looking to shape VA policy and legislation that reforms the claims process. The group's broader goal is to provide a support system for the growing number of veterans clinics.
Ideally, there would be one at every law school, because anywhere you go across the country, if you ask veterans if there is enough help in this area, there's a resounding no.
And regardless of what happens in the new administration, Simcox is sure of one thing: the need for law school veterans clinics will continue to grow. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.